Listen, he had a very busy morning out at Caulfield. There was plenty happening, Rob.
Yes, there's certainly a hive of activity out at Caulfield. It looked a little bit like Race Tent City with the number of marquees around the venue, and a little bit difficult trying to track a few with the marquees around, but we managed to get through it. And there was obviously some good horses going around, including Chris Waller, chance in the Caulfield Cup youngster, who came out and was ridden by Karen McAvoy and worked in company with stablemate Finch, who was ridden by Huey Bowman. They worked over 2,000 metres together this morning on the course proper, and was a nice gallop. They sort of ambled along the first couple of hundred metres, and I've clocked them from the 1,800 metre mark to run a time of 2 minutes 13.52. Youngstar was sitting off Finch, and they worked along quite nicely. Finch certainly got motoring about the 1,400 metre mark, and there was a bit of a gap there, but Youngstar, being the very impressive mare that she is, she worked quite nicely through her gears and wasn't really earth-shattering gallop in terms of time, but ran home really nicely the last 400 in 24.59 and picked up that gap between Nit and Finch, and they finished together on the line, and Youngstar was certainly moving away from Finch after the post, and as she continued through her to finish her gallop, it was a nice piece of work, and I would suspect that she'll go into Saturday's Caulfield Cup meeting in pretty good order, and I think she'll certainly be one of the main chances going around on Saturday. Aside from that pair, Nadia, we had Mick Price and his galloper, Mighty Boss. He's the only Caulfield-based trainer with a runner on Saturday, and he worked this morning with David Payne's last start winner, Ace High, and they had a gallop together on the course proper. Mighty Boss certainly looked sharp and was bouncing around as he went out this morning, and they galloped quite stylishly over the 2,000 metres on the course proper. They really hummed along from the 1,600 metre mark. Mighty Boss definitely out in front and was off and gone. He ran a time of a minute 54.01 for the mile, and he improved his last 1,000 from the 1,000 to run a minute 1.67. He looked really sharp, and Ace High was pretty good, being ridden behind, sitting off Mighty Boss, and looked to be closing the gap a little bit, and at the home turn, as they straightened out wide on the course proper, Mighty Boss certainly improved again and ran home his last 400 in 23.9. It was a good two or three lengths in front of Ace High. Speaking to David Payne after the gallop, he was very pleased with Ace High, who's not a particularly strong track worker, and he didn't have his blinkers on, but it was good enough for David to suggest that come Saturday, when he throws the blinkers on, he'll be very competitive. And Mighty Boss, I think Mick Price is hoping he can reproduce the performance he put up 12 months ago when he was 100-1 and took out the Caulfield Guineas, Nadia. But he was absolutely bouncing off the track. As I said this morning, he was full of himself and looked in great order.
Okay, and also let's talk about a few other horses that go around on the weekend. First of all, Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace, they've got good representation across the program.
They do, Nadia, and they're going to run Yulong January, who won up in Sydney last start. It's going to go around in the Gothic Stakes, and it worked quite nicely this morning. Just had a nice maintenance gallop over 800 metres, pretty much in even time, and came home the last 400 metres in 25, undefeated and going along very nicely. And I think Yulong January is a horse that you can certainly follow with great interest on Saturday. I think he's going to be extremely competitive. Kieran said this morning that he's likely to run Not a Single Cent and Viseo in the Caulfield Classic, and both are going fairly well. Not a Single Cent had a quiet morning this morning, but Viseo worked quite nicely on the course proper over 1,000 metres and came home its last 400 metres in a fairly sharp 23.5. Looks in great order. Wasn't a bad run overall up in Sydney. Probably didn't handle the conditions up there last start. And I'd expect Vizaya to be very competitive back on its home track. Aside from that, Nadia, they've got Yulong Meteor. It's nominated to run tomorrow, or accepted to run tomorrow in the Drinkwise handicap, but speaking of Kieran, they're probably going to scratch and run in the Ethereal with Yulong Meteor, who's overcome its temperature that it had when it was scratched the other day, or last week, and its work on Saturday morning showed that he's pretty happy with the horse. It galloped very stylishly and was more than pleasing for Kieran and Dave. Went 1,000 metres in evens and improved the last 400 in 24.52. Certainly on its way towards running in the Oaks, and I'd expect Yulong Meteor to be very, very competitive on Saturday if everything's in order health-wise. Aside from those, Nadia, Bonds Away is going around in the Caulfield Sprint. Worked quite nicely this morning, over 800 metres on the steeple grass. Got around in 51.72 and really improved the last 400 without being asked to do too much, and ran a nice time of 24.04. Looks really in great order, and I expect back on the home track should go very close. Wasn't a bad run at Flemington last start, and prior to that was obviously the eye catcher running from last to finish fourth when first up. So you'd expect third up he'll be primed for a big run. Aside from those, Nadia, Aloysia's going to go around in the Tristark Stakes. Was pretty good run first up, and wasn't too disappointing for a first up performance. She looked very impressive this morning, working 800 metres on the steeple grass in 51.68, and came home her last 400 metres in 23.6, and I think you'll see a really improved performance from Aloysia in the Tristark Stakes, and I think the boys are quietly confident that she'll run well. El Galea will go around tomorrow in the FDC handicap, and Big Blue yet to be decided whether he'll back up at Randwick on Saturday in the Tats Club Cup. So if it does, it'll certainly be a lot shorter odds than it was last week, Nadia, and I think the conditions of the track will certainly suit if he goes around again.
Okay, and Nick Ryan, he's got Mahamedes going to the Coogee.
Yes, Mahamedes worked very, very well this morning on the course proper over 1,000 metres, running a minute 6.85, and ran home his last 400 in 24.76. It was pretty good work. And after his last start win at Moonee Valley, Nick was more than happy with what he saw this morning, saying after the gallop that it was very similar to the way he worked prior to his Moonee Valley win. You'd expect him to go very well. Once he finds form, he seems to hold it, and I think you'll see a nice run from Mahamedes in the Coogee handicap on Saturday. So all things going well, if there's a little bit of give in the ground, that'll certainly benefit him as well.
Okay, so that's a look at him. What about Chris Lees's horses?
Chris Lees, he was at the track this morning and was overseeing the work of Prized Icon, who also goes around in the Coogee. It worked over 1,200 metres in a minute 21.83 and came home the last 400 metres in 23.53. Really sharpened up the last 400 metres and hit the line impressively. Chris was more than pleased with the way the horse went, and he expects him to run very well. Invisible Gem is another one going around for Chris. It went around over 1,000 metres in evens this morning and wasn't asked to do too much, running home the last 400 in 25.36, more a maintenance gallop than anything else for Invincible Gem, and she'll be taking on Aloysia in the Tristark Stakes, and he's fairly confident that Prized Icon will run well. He's also looking at bringing down La Romaine, and also In Her Time over the next few weeks to run over the remaining sprint-type races for In Her Time at Flemington, I would suggest, and she'll be down in the next 7 to 10 days.
And then we go to More Than Exceed, who's going to line up in the Gothic Stakes.
Yes, Philip Stakes, very pleased with More Than Exceed this morning. A maintenance gallop over 1,000 metres in a minute 7.88 and came home the last 400 metres on the bridle in 25.25. Is going reasonably well, and he's happy that the horse will run very well in the Gothic Stakes. He's also going to line up last start winner Eclair Calling tomorrow in the FDC handicap, and it's the horse's first time over the 1,700 metres. He's hoping that the horse can run very well, and it looks a winnable race if the horse can get the distance, and it will certainly open up some options for him heading towards Flemington later this spring.
And look, to talk about a few that line up on Wednesday for the Blue Sapphire program, and Mick Price, he's got quite a few runners.
He does. He's got a fair book. Most of his runners seem to be going around tomorrow. He's going to line up a nice number of runners, including Oregon's Day in the Ladies' Day Vase at Group 3 level. She works Saturday morning over 1,200 metres on the steeplegrass and ran a minute 22.8 and was hitting the line quite stylishly, according to Mick. He'll run Heptagon in the Pegasus Leisure Group handicap, and it worked very impressively over 1,000 metres on the poly track on Saturday morning, running a minute 4.81 and really came home the last 400 in a pretty quick time of 22.96. Was a very strong gallop indeed. He'll have Padrina and Bassett both line up in the listed Village Stakes. They both worked Saturday morning over 1,000 metres in evens, and both came home in 25. Padrina probably a touch slower at 25.19, but just keeping them nice and fresh for Wednesday's races, tomorrow's races, and hoping they can run well. While Netherfield will go around in the Odds Boost Exotics handicap and worked over a mile in evens and improved the last 400 in 24.5. Henry Dwyer will run Spielberg in the Blue Sapphire. It was an impressive group winner in its maiden win, and he's hoping that the horse can certainly step up and perform well. Obviously a small field, and has the Blue Diamond winner written by to get past, but he's hoping that the horse can put up a good performance. While John Sadler will line up Oak Door, who will also run in the Village Stakes, and was hoping for a better alley, but he'll run around tomorrow. John's also going to run Sir Coney, who he has taken over the reins of from Peter Morgan, who we obviously heard about this morning in depth, and it'll back up, and Linda Meach will ride for Johnny Sadler in the Moonga Stakes on Saturday.
Okay, Robert, what do you think of the main horses to follow from Caulfield?
I think on Saturday, if I had to pick one in the Caulfield Cup, I think that I'd be going with Youngstar. It was a nice gallop and looked sharp enough, and with that light weight might be hard to beat. I think you can do very well with backing Yulong January, Yulong Meteor and Bonds Away, as well as Aloysia for the Mara and Eustace team. I think they could have a very strong day. I think you can also have a little nibble each way on Mahamedes, and if you wanted to, also have a little bit each way on Prized Icon in the Coonjee. With regards to tomorrow's races, Nadia, I certainly think you'll see a good run from Oregon's Day in the Vase, and I would expect Padrina to run exceptionally well in the Village Stakes. Aside from those, I think Eclair Calling, if it can run the distance, is another one that you can have a nice little bet on over the 1,700 metres, and it could be a very good winning chance.
Okay, Rob, thank you. It's now 2 past.